It is 10 minutes after 10 o'clock right here on the drive-through, and you know what that means. It's a local hour. We're rocking nothing but local music, as we always do in the last hour of every show, every primetime show right here on Paley FM 95.0. So if you're a local artist, this is your chance, man. You might just get some airplay and get to be on your favorite radio station. Right now, though, as we do every Thursday, we in studio and we're doing a feature we like to call Throwback Thursdays. This is a section that we dedicate to the history and finding out where our origins are as Kasi, as Pitori, as a people. And today we have a fine gentleman in studio who's no stranger to Paley FM. So ngasire, welcome. Ke hi mo. Bra Jeki Masemola. Good morning, Bra Jeki.
Morning, how are you?
I'm strong. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing well.
Ah, fantastic. It's great to have you in studio.
Well, I feel, you know, great.
fantastic. So I know that you're a person who has been involved with the history, especially capturing the history ya Kasi Arena. Can you tell us a little bit about the role that you play?
Well, the role that I'm playing, or I played.
Yeah, that you played.
You know, some 10 years back, you know, we recognized a need of celebrating 75th anniversary of Atteridgeville. Then I called a number of people, activists and everything. How do we do these things? Then I tell about Tabama Kodiel and those things. They had their own agenda. We also had our own agenda. So we thought, look, let's celebrate Atteridgeville 75th anniversary by putting up a memorial wall. In that memorial wall, we put up 75 names of people who contributed towards the life and history of Atteridgeville. And it was clear from the beginning that we're only going to put names of people who are no longer living, you know, because you put Jeki Masemola there and then the following day he's being accused of rape, destroy the wall because so dead people are always innocent.
True. Now there are a lot of people who have are people that have contributed to Atteridgeville and the early stages of, and hona le batho ba bantsi ba lore mo Atteridgeville are like re ba itse, but we don't even know where they are from here. So historically speaking, who were some of, you know, the people Baba Tlamo Atteridgeville, you know, people who have contributed nationally to the struggle?
Well, there are so many people. Atteridgeville, so fortunate, has produced a number of people in terms of advocates, judges, and so, but what comes to my mind, well about Dr. W.F. Nkomo. He was involved in the establishment of the ANC Youth League. He became a national figure, even an international figure. He was the person who built Ofma High School. Ofma High School was initiated by him. You know, people were surprised when I said Ofma High School is older than Atteridgeville, because when Atteridgeville was turning 80, Ofma was turning 82, then we had an event and I explained how it came. And he was also the first principal of Ofmaya. So when they started this WF Nkomo Secondary School, I said, but Ofmaya should have been called Dr. WF Nkomo because he established the school. But I mean, well...
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. So a number of schools were offshoots of Ofmaya because, I mean... And Ofmaya started here at Tipi Matabati, what we call now Lemoshanang. Then they built, and but this is the only school which is named after, you know, apartheid councillors. You know, Ofmaya High School, J.J.D. Jong, and Walton Jameson. And there was a time when I discussed, well, Panyaza was still the MEC, that we need to change the names of the schools. if you can change the name of an innocent street called Church Street, Church Street,
which is nobody's name,
into Dr. Doubles, why should you continue? But if you want to know about the heroes of Atteridgeville, you look at almost the streets of Atteridgeville. They are named after those heroes. Ranalibo, Jeff Takalabi, Masamula, Jeff Masamula. Ranalibo, Batumbel, the older one.
Mm.
He was also, involved into the formation of the ANC. He was a court interpreter. He was involved into building Bolaf Daily or Fort Hare and those things. So he was a giant.
Mm.
He was a giant. Then Ranalibo, Mangena Mkoni. There was a school named after him, and we need to revisit and change the school into Mangena Mkoni.
Mm.
Because he was also a great guy, but he was also involved in church issues. So he started with the Methodists, and then he fought with them because of they didn't want to recognize him. I mean, by that time, they'll take you to school just to read, to be able to read the Bible, so that you must expand, your religion into your own communities and everything. So he went up to standard 3 and then wanted to go further. They said, no, you can't go further. So he decided to expand somewhere, and then he established a school, AME, African Methodist Episcopal Church. He was also a great guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, when it comes to history, it sounds like there's such a rich history that we have as Kasi. Renani history that we have contributed nationally and internationally as you speak. Do you think enough is done, though? And I know that you're doing your part with your organization, but do you think enough is done for the young people Bamo Atteridgeville, the young people Badi Kasare, Nabo Mamelodi, Bo Soshanguve, for them to know what type of history they are sitting on?
Well, I don't think enough has been done, because some 2 or 3 years back, I organized some workshops involving, school kids. And they were surprised when I was raising certain things. And one day I was at Pele Melodies. They asked me to come and talk about Pele. And there was a teacher who stood up and said, but I'm a teacher. I don't know the history of Atteridgeville. In school, we're teaching our kids about Sophia Town.
Hey!
Then what about Atteridgeville? Then I said to him, look, I promise you I'll produce a magazine which will be distributed to almost all the high schools, just to touch base with the little history of Atteridgeville, but not enough has been done. When you sit down with the young people and things, they get surprised when you say to them, this is this. And I came several times, to Pele FM just to discuss the history of Atteridgeville and things.
Mm.
And I was saying to them, we need to have a topic about the history of Atteridgeville, because Pele is now turning 85 years this year.
Mm.
On the 20th of May. But officially, it was officially opened on the 4th of August. So in the Hofmeyr, we'll be turning 87.
Mm.
And then J.J. De Jong, I've been trying to do research.
Mm.
It was also started in Marabastad. It was called Enghie Church School.
Enghie. Okay.
Yeah, Neder Reformeerde Church School.
As in the Enghie Church.
Yeah, and then you've got the Methodist Church next to the Ranki shops. It was demolished in Marabastad. And they used the bricks, the old bricks, to build this Methodist Church.
Wow. Yeah. They use the old bricks from...
Yeah, the red bricks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting, man. That is very interesting. Braje Kimasemola in studio with us, and we're discussing the history of Atteridgeville and some of the things that people never really knew. And as young people, we need to hear these stories.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the fact that you took your time to come to studio and to actually make us conscious of this place that we the history, the type of history there. What are some of the other things that we might not know, but you feel are very important for us to capture?
Well, I mean, the one is that, I mean, you know, people are saying Atteridgeville was given as a present from Miss Attridge, and and that is not true. You remember, people were overcrowded in Marawastad and everything. And then they didn't want to develop Marawastad. So ultimately, they were looking for a number of places where the white riding was, I mean, were stopping and say, you can't build in this area. And even in Atteridgeville, Sourceville, I mean, there were farmers. If you can move around Sourceville, you will find all these old houses where the whites were staying. But Atteridgeville came about when people were overcrowded. When they built Bantule, the rates were very high and everything. So they said, let's start Atteridgeville, but we'll only build 1,500 houses.
Mm.
1,500 houses. And people who could come and stay in Atteridgeville, they're either policemen or working at the municipality or teachers and those things.
Mm.
Or if we had a Section 10A, don't pass, you know.
Mm.
Section 10A don't pass meant that your parents were working for the same employer for 15 years. And then, Luena, if Olungana Kote, Nukar Huili Mahai, Ho Wafella, Nabal Oiran Twerke, file. Utago Hinova Quatiliba Runsam of file in Kurgano. How Sanyake? The Lemo Polisha. Never traba barita muntu. Could about a check 1-1. Checky Masemola, beat Masemola, Evaka Caravanal ex Masemola, I let's it mulao. So even your sister, Anya Dio, Hagarwa Boa, Ato Head, you had to go to a blockman. Robert Bato is a really blockman. I will tell a pepaniano. For 3 days.
Mm.
And then look what's going on. What's going on if automotive and I was 10 at 4? When you got drop on, you have to go to your principal. Or it's a stankan
and
revisor the school pass. The Marota Galema police had sort of a pile over eye.
Ever
been. I very. It's like a mara funketa.
So no gas no comba fella on your tropo.
No. And services of all Atteridgeville, all the townships. If you move around, you'll be arrested. No, 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 out division.
Yo.
Some people join. And nasay tuba la gore ar pasa. O lebela pasa mo tlhomong ena di temping ar ne re tabula go pele.
Mara tsantsa ro tsware pele.
Ya, wa len kaf.
Ala la 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 la. Eh ya no, go rena le thafo mas.
And then lo go se berek. Ne le se bi. No ntho bi tsore ke lo first cup.
You can't just say it nje.
Most water you will serve for 18 months for not working.
Gee whiz. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, and when the problem is not all the people who are
not able
to do it.
But it's not. That's why my visa is not able to do it. It's not
able to do it. Then you go to the moving area. You can never have a block money. And those cops would come, carry bicycle.
Eh? Wat wil topa ga bijskeel?
Ja, wel een match op politieke familie. Goed doe, ja, dat maakt samen. Maar in de history of Atteridgeville, you know, Atteridgeville is a... It was not meant to carve in itself. Na wana mungala for moving to the Mozala mungala for station. Yeah, no, not the superintendent.
Okay, that's why the Jara does that thing. It's a whole lot. Yeah,
no, not the superintendent. Wana mungala for nyana mwa mizoro kwe Roy Meer.
Roy Meer?
Roy Meer, so who go out about the Red Ends. Ito biloko. Waka tsela 7 days, o sapata la rente. Na batla ka loko ngwe re bitswa ke ya gold. Take di patlatsa ba la tlhelo go ke iteng kwa le ba loke. So the soga le ba batho ba ntshi mo Atteridgeville, they changed houses. Na nna mo pleke so, a nna mo pleke so, a nna mo pleke so. So it was difficult. And le bomme basadi, they were not allowed to own a ntlo or property. So
hey banna.
E ntata tlhoko fetse. Santo bulale o mo go malomo o mo lokele mola
ba ira plan
e malomo le ana ba ka bushu a o kawa dar ke ntwa ka
bona ai la la
eh
yo I know brajeki o itseng re ka bolela so we can talk forever and ever and ever, but look, thank you so much for coming and sharing such rich history. Some of these things are very fascinating for us, you know. It was a different time altogether. Now if people want to find out more about this, where can they go and how can they find this rich history?
Well, I'm speaking to Titus Mafolor. We need to bring back or produce a new book celebrating 85th anniversary of Atteridgeville. Then there was a magazine which I produced. I think I distributed some of the magazines here, talking about Dr. Nkomo and those things.
But again?
And Discover Pele.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll check. I still have a copy of it.
All right.
We did distribute those copies in schools, and so many teachers and students were keen to see. Let's have this magazine. But it doesn't capture all the things, but it will tell you about Miss Atteridgeville. I remember one guy was 702. I remember we saw a toko living in Miss Atteridge. And I mean, she died in Natal, Manzimtoti. And she was no longer Miss Atteridge. She was now Mrs. Abers.
Married to Mr. Abers somewhere.
Married to. Then they had two sons. I think one of them is still alive, but they are not in Natal.
Okay.
Yeah, so the end of Atteridgeville should have stopped in 1989 when she died.
Regre hero e wa ne re ne me ka se rena ka yona.
No really, I'm telling you. You know, I'm jealous about.
Yeah. Look, Brajeki, I definitely think that this is a beginning of our relationship. We're going to keep bringing people these stories every single week on Throwback Thursdays.
No, fine.
And thank you so much for coming and giving us this rich history.
Oh, yeah, welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Sure. It is Brajeki Masemola. Back again next week. You better watch out, man. We're sharing history and all the knowledge that you need. Hore Atteridgeville, Etswakai, Kikasiebyang. So much to look forward to. And of course, right now, let's get into the local hour. Play some local music. If you're a local artist, this is your time. It is the local hour.